So apparently there's some like Nazi propaganda from Ace of Base that I didn't know about.
What the fuck?
What?
Hi everybody, welcome to today's episode of Roly Players Podcast. My name is Justin. I am the, not really dungeons so much, I'm the master of gaming today. We got Adrian playing IG-88.
Indeed, yes.
Yes, and we have Adam playing Terrence.
Yeah, I just want to go back to that real quick. I mean, like, the band had so many catchy songs, but then you find out they're Nazi lovers, and you're like, well, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, like the Ace of Base, the Ace of Base.
Yeah, the Ace, right. I mean, you know, they have that song about wanting another baby, but then you find out they're like, well, at least one of the band members like Nazis. I don't know if the whole thing does. I have to look, but, oh, so depressing. Anyway, yeah, I'm Adam, and I play Terrence Rex.
So now we can't even edit out the beginning part, because you talked about it again, so... that's just how the episode opens now. All right, everybody. Great.
Yeah, it's just up to the liver for that now.
It's just something that people should know about. That's all if they don't.
Yeah, if you listen to this 20 years later, you know all about it already. It's like a whole big thing.
Yeah.
Well, this is where it started. You heard it here first.
So we bought some clothes and we're bakists and we made booby bomb traps inside of muffins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the gang went on a shopping spree last time, and yeah, now they're gonna go do their job, their mission.
Yes.
Yeah,
the policeman hired them for.
Yep.
All right, so yeah, you're wherever you left, where's the last place you went to, the clothing shop?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
So you're getting out. You're out there. You come to your motorbikes. You got
mm-hmm.
appropriated.
Yep.
Yeah. So
go meet Ralph.
Huh? You gonna go meet Ralph? No, he told you what you need to do. Like, oh, I guess he did. How much did he? He didn't tell you where he had to go, did he? He's kind of fucked up.
He said something about Ralph and then seeing radio or radar. And then we said we'd go get stuff. He told us about the skin rack. What's it called?
Yeah, I don't think he told you exactly where it is, though. That was probably an oversight on my part, not on his. So, yeah, he probably said, oh, yeah, it's to the north of town. Just go up the road north and then you'll see a road called Mountain Valley Road. And go down that one, and it's just off the just a couple of driveways down that road. You'll find it. You'll see all their bikes, probably.
All right, IG, let's go kill some fucking Nazis.
Yes, I don't really know what Nazis are, but let's kill some people with muffins.
Isn't it strange that I know what Nazis are, but you know what everything else is?
Yes, it's really strange. How do you know?
Oh, that's a long story. I just assume that all people that are bad guys are Nazis.
Hey, fun fact, so did most of the people who made movies and shit back in the like the 80s and some shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway.
I ride my motorbike.
I ride my motorbike.
To the north of town with my son.
You guys head out of town?
I kind of messed it up.
It's a water of water.
Just so you see, folks, know there's nothing that's not like really anything. It's just me and Adam being dumb.
It's just a joke from when we play Sea of Thieves.
Because you got to get the water out of the ship.
Yes, when there's water filling up the ship, you must bucket it out.
Yep. So anyway, play Sea of Thieves with us.
Play Sea of Thieves.
So yeah, you guys drive out of town, you're going straight north, up the road?
Yeah, dude, straight up the highway. Fucking north, dude.
All right, man. I think I had you guys get attacked with Boris's thing up north of town. So you drive past, like, that one wrecked car that you fucking blasted the motor out of. And there's still dudes all over the road dead.
There's still bits and pieces.
There's some buzzards out there, and as you drive up, they squawk and fly up in the sky.
You're welcome.
And yeah, you're going. You see a little while off after that. You see off to your right. There's a road that goes into like some. You're getting really close to the foothills of the mountains now. So it's kind of like you're kind of going up, and there's like some more slopey areas and shit. And you're kind of like going, yep, that way. But anyway, as you pull off you get to the right. There's a road ahead of you. There's a sign that says Mountain Valley Road. It's kind of shitty and old, but it says it close enough as you can see.
Okay, we would approach that way.
And you go down that road. It's great. It kind of goes down a little bit and kind of like slurps around some like, you know, hilly, rocky segments. There's probably like a little cliff over off to the one side. It goes down to like some stream or something down at the bottom with a bunch of trees and shit. All kind of wilderness situations happening here.
Wow. It's like I'm there.
And then you eventually pass a couple driveways, a lot of which seem like kind of over, not really used. You see like some old shitty like houses that are all worn down and windows broken out of them, and like old trailers that are like have no front doors and shit. You know, looks like people just looted the shit out of them. Mm-hmm. Then you finally come, you see on your left there's a driveway. It looks a little bit more like people have been driving over. It's not all overgrown. And you see some bikes parked in like the little gravel in front of the trailer. If you would turn your bikes off and as you pulled up, which you might want to do because you don't want to pull up alerting your location. Well, I don't know. I'm not telling you how to play the game. But
yeah, I wouldn't do that at all.
When you'd be near there, you would hear their music from inside going.
Yeah, see, they're playing music. They're fine.
I think that's the place.
Yeah, is there anybody outside?
How close are you getting?
I mean, we're on bikes that have like horsemen on it, so fucking, I figure we can just roll up. They're probably used to hearing motorcycles come up, so I'm just gonna play it cool and just not fucking, you know, do anything out of the ordinary. Just pull up and park wherever there's a space.
Oh heck yeah, man! So yeah, no, how many bikes is there? Five, I think. Five bikes outside. Uh-huh. And there's five bikes outside. No, there's no one outside right now. It's just kind of everybody's inside chilling. As I said, I think I said before you left town, the evening's kind of wearing on, so it's starting to get sort of dim.
Okay.
Out in the woods, especially.
Okay.
Let's knock on the door.
IG, hang on. I'm going to go fuck with their bikes, yes. And you go sell them the muffins. Well, hang on. I guess we got to get the guy first. There's a guy in there we got to get out before we start blowing people's faces up.
We need to get a guy out.
Yeah, what's the guy's name again? I forget. Let me search my memories. flashback.
Going into your mind.
The guy's name is Butcher that you're looking for.
Oh,
that's
yes.
That's how you remember the voice.
Hey, he's like, blah, 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 Butcher, blah, 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 blah. I'm stupid.
Yeah, he was. Anyway. Also, outside, there's
Butcher the Butcherer.
Yeah, Butcher the Butcher. There's the five bikes in the front. Off to the side, there's an old, like, shitty truck. And you can kind of hear, like, there's, like, a generator off to the side going. It's not like a gas generator. It's just kind of like an electrical humming noise. Because you can also see there's some solar panels on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's what's going on.
Okay. Hey, IG.
Yes.
I need, like, five of those muffins.
I do need those muffins. They're for the people.
I ain't going to fall for no muffin in the tailpipe.
I'm going to stuff it in there real good. And the moment that bad voice turns the fuck on, it's going to get real hot.
I
wonder if the actual Foley theme is for free. Probably not royalty free. Can't use it.
All right, so I'm going to take five of those while under the cover of darkness, and I'm going to go and fucking try to stuff those things as deep into the tailpipes as I can.
Oh. All right.
I'm going to shove them in real deep and you know, take like a stick or something and really just pat them in there like I'm loading an old-fashioned Civil War rifle.
All right.
A musket.
That'll take a minute, but you do that.
Yep. So I'm going to do that while IG goes in. I guess let's make it retroactively.
I would wait for you until you're done.
Okay. Well, just IG, keep watch.
Yes.
Right. So, yeah, I would just do that real quick, maybe like a minute, just to kind of pat them in there and make sure they're nice and secure.
Yeah, you do it.
You said there's a generator?
Yeah.
IG, what if I go cut the power and see if this butcher guy comes out?
But how do we sell them muffins if they don't have power? They'd be all scared.
Yes, and then you can maybe leave the muffins, like in their... I don't know. That's a good question.
In the fridge!
But we can't just go and murder everybody until we know where Butcher is.
I mean, could we?
I mean, we could, but how are we going to make them eat muffins?
We knock on that door and tell them that their boss ordered muffins.
Okay, but how are we going to get Terrence away? Or, yeah, I'm Terrence. How are we going to get Butcher away from the rest of them?
We'll see who... You'll probably see who Butch is.
But do we want him to eat the muffin because we have to question him?
No.
We have to bring him back to the police. What if we...
But if power's out, then we don't see anything. And then we'll find... Then we'll not find him anyways.
Well, maybe we go in under the cover of darkness, snatch the butcher, leave the muffins in like a for butcher's men. We'll leave like a note, and we'll leave it on the countertop, and then we'll take Butcher out. And then we can... I'm laughing because it's just... I'm so giddy. And then we can... Then we can blow up the bar. Well, we got to get the innocent people out there. There's innocent people in there, if you care.
Are there innocent people in there? And I don't really care.
Yeah, they're fucking them against their will in there. We got to at least make sure the people that aren't there willfully can get out.
And then you hear through the window, "Oh, yeah, you're doing me, and I'm willing. I'm happy to be here."
See, they're totally fine.
No, this is not a coerced statement.
Oh my god, I love that I'm here. Okay, well, let's just go.
Really,
okay,
wish someone would bring some muffins right now.
You go be... Oh, that's our cue, IG.
Oh, all right. So...
Hey, I'm Butch. I'm gonna go outside by myself. Nobody come out with me. All right, Butch. Just kidding. None of that happens.
How about... I'll knock on the door to sell muffins, and in the meanwhile, you go to the power generator.
Well, why knock on the door? Just go walk in. And then just ask for the owner or something.
I've paid money for these clothes, and I would like to use them.
All right, that's
fair. He's got the biggest tag. Yes. Pretend he's the biggest.
All right, so do you want me to cut the power after you start talking to someone, or before?
Yes.
A multi-layered plan.
All right. You go and sell the muffins, and then when they take the muffins inside, I'll cut the power and see if Butch comes out to take a look.
Yes.
And then...
You see.
Now, how about you cut the power when you hear explosion?
Well, then... Yeah, okay, sure.
We're gonna kill Butch!
As long as we get Butch out alive.
Yes. I'll make sure.
Yeah, why don't you go to the door and ask for Butch... That way we know what he looks like, yes. And then you can hand him the muffins, and then I'll cut the power. All right, go team. I'm going to sneak over to the generator.
Okay, great. All right, Adrian, go ahead. I'm sorry, your name's IG. How'd you go do your thing?
Hello? I know.
He just says hello to the door.
No, I don't know if you heard it, but I knocked on my table.
Oh, okay.
The music's real loud. You got nothing out of that. You knocking
up on Gangnam Style.
I mean, IG, knocking at IG. Nobody heard you. You're partying.
I'm knocking.
Get the door shut. Who the fuck comes in right now? I don't know. Any of the door, you hear a little. What do you want?
I got some muffins.
Whoa. You're. Wait, what are you doing, a rebel? Muffins?
Yes,
what?
I'm a bakist. You can see it on my tag.
What? Okay, I don't... Okay, what are you, a door-to-door muffin salesman?
Yes.
It's fucking like, it's like 8 o'clock at night.
Yes, and people need muffins to grow strong.
Is that...
And to poop.
That's true? Jeff, do you need muffin to grow strong? I don't fucking know, man. You got beer? I'll take beer.
I only got muffins. You got beer?
You only got muffins. Bill, whatever your name was. You know my name, damn it. I know. Bob, you crazy. Anyway, yeah, I don't really think we want any muffins, man.
Why not? These muffins are delicious.
I mean, I don't know. We're just... how much are they?
Somebody from your people ordered them. I got the order from.
Do you order some muffins, Bob? I didn't order shit. Who ordered muffins?
I don't know, but somebody in there, I forgot the name.
Well, that's really inconvenient.
I think it started with a B.
B? Bob, yeah. Bob, you order them? I didn't order any fucking muffins. Quit asking me about muffins. I'm trying to watch this really old tape you found. It sucks, by the way. Oh, man. I don't know. Who do you think Butch ordered it? He didn't say anything, did he? Oh, fuck.
Butch. That was the name, yes.
Oh, that's fucking weird. I guess it maybe wasn't for himself. I don't know. Butch. Yo, Butch. Your muffins are here, man. And you hear a door open. And this real short guy comes walking down the hall. He's short and stocky. He's pulling his pants up. He's like, what the hell is... What are you talking about muffins? I didn't order any muffins.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Robot says you ordered muffins. What? Bro, I didn't... Who the heck are you?
I'm no one important. I'm just a normal baker. And I got muffins for you.
It does a normal robot baker.
Well... I don't remember ordering any damn muffins. They good?
Yeah, they're really good. My master made them especially for you.
Oh, that's for us? Well, that's pretty nice, I guess. I don't remember ordering any, but I'll fucking eat some. I mean, did this guy pay ahead? Did order these? I mean, did I pay ahead?
Yes, that got paid.
I think. Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, I'm gonna take these muffins. Fuck, Jim, why would you not say yes to free muffins, you fucking idiot? I didn't know they were free, Bush. I'm sorry. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Go watch that freaking tape you found with Bob. Fucking dirt bike movie. Alright, anyway, give me that bag. Oh, this looks pretty fucking delicious. They smell pretty good. I can smell them. Even though they're like fucking a day old.
Yeah, half the muffins.
Thanks. He takes the bag. Alright, thanks for a nice
evening.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
And after that, I'll try and see a way that I can sneak in.
Well,
before you do that, the moment I see the door shut, I'm gonna give it like about a half a minute, and then I'm gonna kill the power on the generator.
What do you mean door shut? He was standing in the door.
And then you said you made all the noises like that they were locking the doors or some shit.
Oh yeah. IG, were you looking at inside of the while you were in at the door looking in, or were you trying to see if there's any way while you were in the looking into the building?
Yeah, I was looking in.
Well, what you saw was there was a little living room, and I think you opened onto you opened onto the living room, and off to the left of that was a dining room and then a kitchen behind that, and there's like various windows and shit. And it looked like there was a bathroom not far from the living room. There was a couple, like a bedroom you could see down the hall, and maybe another one on the other side you couldn't really see.
Did the bathroom have a window?
It might have. It might be a place to check, but otherwise there's guys in the living room and the front area, kind of like if you were to go into the kitchen window, for instance, they would still be in the living room between you and the back rooms if you wanted to go there. So, I mean, you know. But yeah, maybe the bathroom, I don't know.
Yeah, I think bathroom would be a good idea to look.
Okay, cool. So then they shut the door on you. Thanks for the muffins, robot. Good luck getting home. See you later.
Bye-bye.
That was kind of a nice robot, wasn't it? Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I never really talked to many robots. So yeah, they take their shit, and then, you see the door close there, Terrence Rex.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing to that generator?
I'm going to shove a big stick in it.
Really? For all your repair and MacGyvering know-how, you're
Hey, you know what? I'm going to rig it to blow.
Yikers. All right.
I'm going to fuck up the wires. That way when they go to turn it back on, it goes...
Roll me a repair, I guess.
I will do it.
When they go to turn it on, you say?
When they turn it back on. I'm going to turn it off. I'm going to like fuck with it and fuck with the wires. And then when they go turn it back on, they go, oh man, there's just somebody, a tree or something, a bug turned off the
puck.
Anyway, I'm gonna roll that's a niner.
Nine. Okay. Yeah. You,
yeah, dude.
Do something like technical. You make it so it's going to like overload or something. And
that's a raise, BD dubs.
Yeah. Yeah. You cross some wires and shit and you like, maybe you sprinkle some gunpowder in there just for safe measure.
Well, and then, you know, just the moment that ignition goes back on, it's going to get too hot and it's going to blow the fuck up.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that after I kill it, and then I'm going to get away from it. I'm going to scoot over towards him. I'm going to press my lizard buddy against the corner of the wall where no one can see me.
All right, and what are you doing, IG, once I close the door on you?
I'll go to the bathroom window and look if there's anybody inside.
All right. Well, as you're walking around, you hear, who turned off the damn place? My music isn't playing anymore. God damn it. So yeah, you,
Oh, Dad, I told you to cut the power when the explosion started.
Sorry, what? What'd you say?
Oh, Dad, I told you to cut the electricity when there was explosions.
Oh, dang it. Well... Oh yeah, no, who has the time the switch for the thing? Don't you have the switch for the thing, Terrence?
I do, yeah.
Well. Yikes. Yeah, yes, anyway.
Yep, still have it. I'm waiting until I see Butch.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, anyway, IG, you see you climb up to like the window, you get your climbing skills, you just fucking like hoist yourself to look up in the window. And there's nobody in that bathroom. And it's all dark as shit in there. You probably see like somebody running past the door and shit. You hear Butch going, somebody turn the damn lights on, you idiots. And that's it. That's what you see, IG, seeing here.
I want to try and sneak up on Butch and try to kidnap him.
All right. Now with your wall climbing thing, you don't have to really do it. You just fucking do it, or did I make you roll athletics last time to climb? I forget.
Wall climbing would be without an athletics check, but for example, for like grabbing him and pulling with me, I think that would be one.
Okay, cool. So okay, yeah, you get in the window just fine, I suppose. Why don't you roll me a, because the window's kind of closed, it's a little cracked because somebody just did a nasty BM, which good thing you don't have any smells, you don't have any smell sensors. Roll a stealth to see if you can scoop that window up quietly.
Oh,
apparently not.
Oh, yikes.
Got a half a penny and I'll use that.
Okay. Was it Benny reroll or is it?
You can use a Benny for a lot of things, but I don't remember if that is a reroll.
I think it was a reroll, yeah.
All right, so yeah, reroll that sucker.
I got to get a printout for what Benny's do.
I was getting my wires crossed. Which
that's a five.
We played last time.
Or major.
That's a six.
Five. A six.
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, you open it up. It's like whoop, and you can climb in there. No sweat. Then I'll say that's also stealth free to sneak in the bathroom too. You're in the bathroom fine enough.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you get in the bathroom. You see somebody go walking down the hall. I was like fucking generator, fucking piece of shit, always fucking breaking down, fucking probably birds took a shit in or something stupid, fucking bullshit.
No, a lizard took a shit in it.
Yes. And then Terrence, a guy comes out, he's like fucking bullshit, fucking trying to watch my dirt bike video.
Your dirt bike video.
And you're just gonna let him turn it on and blow his up, right?
You're
not tagging him?
Nope.
Alright, he flicks it, he flicks a little switch on it.
Okay.
Click.
And then boom.
Fuck. He's like, what the fuck? Click, 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 click. He leaves it on for a second. He's like, what the hell is this thing doing? And then, I don't know if you have better eyes, but with your lizard eyes, you start seeing a wisp of smoke coming out of the little vent. He's like, what the fuck is this thing doing? And it starts sizzling. And there's a big pop. And he just gets knocked back. There's a burst of probably electricity and flames and plastic shrapnel hits him.
Oh, good.
And he goes, oh, shit! And he falls down. He's rolling around the ground like oh my god, oh Christ, what the fuck was that?
Well, how much damage does it do?
I don't know.
Well, you're the GM. You have to tell me.
He's probably shaking at least.
Yeah, you have to tell me so we can roll damage to see just how good or bad it was.
Okay, I'll give you 3d6 for the fuck of it. Let's do it.
3d6s. That's an 8 and one of those aced, so you have to roll it again.
So
9.
Is that
higher than his toughness? Because that's high.
He's wounded then.
He's wounded or shaking?
He's bleeding.
Well,
both. Shaking
him. Oh, well, if he's a wiener guy, maybe he's dead.
I guess he could be dead.
Well, he's bleeding out.
that's probably what he's probably what he's doing. He's probably just laying like, oh my god! Oh, and he ragdolls.
They just ragdolls. They go kick him around like Dark Souls.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Does that draw any attention outside?
Yeah. Here. What the fuck was that? Somebody go check on Jim. This is bullshit.
I hope you can find him, IG. Boy, we should get some walkie-talkie or something.
Yeah. Oh, you still have, one you kept from Boris.
Yeah.
So anyway, another guy runs out for you, Adam. I mean, Terrence, but we'll say IG's in the building. You hear the little... And you hear, oh my god! And you hear Butch yelling, somebody go out and check on damn Jim! Which I literally just said 5 seconds ago. And someone runs past and goes, check on Jim. And then you're in the bathroom there, IG.
So I run in my what? In my bathroom?
You're in the bathroom, but you suck it too.
Yeah, and I'll try to sneak up on Butch and try to take him with me.
Alright, I'm gonna say it sounded like was coming from the left of you. So do another stealth to I'm gonna say first you're probably gonna wanna peek your head out and see where everybody's at. Mm-hmm. So do a stealth to see if you can peek.
Well,
oh, fucking 10, yeah man, they fucking love it. Nobody knows it's your big old chrome dome sticking out of the bathroom.
I'm a sneaky robot.
It's because they got that fancy new cloak.
Yes. Nobody will suspect the bakist.
Guys, I think our water heater's walking around with a cape on. you can see like there's a couple guys are up in the living room, and one of them's kind of standing near the front door. He's looking out like the windows and shit, and another guy's standing there with him. And you turn looking to your left down the hall towards the back door, which is hanging open now, and the guy's like he's just stepping down the steps. He's looking down at the guy, and maybe depending on what Terrence does, if something's happening to him right now, who knows? But you see also like right like a maybe a foot away from you, standing in a doorway to a bedroom, the short little stocky fucking butch man that you talked to earlier. And he's like leaning on the door, looking out the outside back door as well.
So is he looking my direction or away from me?
He's looking down into the back door, so he's looking away from you.
Okay, I'll try to sneak up past behind him and take him by his throat and cover his mouth.
Right. Like solid snake shit.
Yes.
All right. So before I make you roll, I'll see what Terrence is going to do to the guy who walks outside, because that might distract old Butchy Boy, and it might be easier for you to sneak up on him. So the guy walks down the steps just as IG's poking his head out of the bathroom to look around, and you see Terrence. This new guy walks out, and he's like, "Holy hell! What the fuck?
Butch! Good, holy hell! Good God!
Fucking the generator fucking exploded! My fucking..." Jim's fucking dead, dude. He's got shrapnel in his eye.
Well, I think as he went, good God, holy hell, I think I'd probably like try to spring out and you know, try to take him stealthily as well.
Alright.
I don't know what you want me to do for that.
Let's say, so man, he doesn't see you, so I forget how the drop works again. Is
drop
there
is
just
plus four to plus everything. Four.
All right, so yeah, do a strength test. You're trying to grapple him. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I think what I want to do is I'm gonna try to grab him with my fighting, and try to like slam his face against the wall or something just to knock him out.
Okay. All right, so we'll do a contest of strength to grab him. Well, you have a plus four since you're fucking...
I'm more so doing I guess it's the same roll, it doesn't matter, but I was just doing like a straight fighting roll because I'm trying to hurt him. But I can do athletics.
Okay, I mean, yeah, okay. Do your fighting then. So you're just gonna do a quick smack on the back of his head.
Yeah, I'm not trying to like hold him. I'm literally just grabbing him and trying to throw him against the wall. Like I'm not.
Right, that's fair. Go ahead.
Fight. Ting. That's an 11.
It's a good 11
plus 4. Fucking that's 15.
Plus 4. That's a 15. So
yeah,
that would be on a damage roll. I get the bonus damage.
Yeah, I guess roll your damage there, buddy.
Okay.
Would that be your strength then?
What? It'd be strength plus a deep. Did it roll? Boy, I rolled so poorly. Wait, something. No, it was a 5 plus 1. Yeah, I just rolled really poorly, but it's also plus 4. So it'd be 6 plus 4 is 10. So it'd be 10 damage that I did to him.
Right. So, yeah, you, plus that 1 bonus damage, so you do 11 actually, but.
Oh, yeah, I do 11 boner damage.
So, yeah, you find, like, the hardest part of this fucking outside of this trailer, and you fucking smash his fucking face on it, and he just falls to the ground.
Wait, what does he have on him?
He's probably wearing like a hoodie and some jeans and probably doesn't have anything like crazy on him because he was just hanging out, so he's just got like, you know, his generic stuff on him.
Okay, I already got a hood, otherwise I'd take his hoodie and put it on.
He's got a belt. He's got some boots.
I'm gonna take his belt.
Alright.
Never know what I can MacGyver with that later.
True.
All right, then, IG, you're watching this, you see that guy walks down, he's like, what in the good goddamn? And then, you just hear, and Butch steps out of his doorway, he's like, what the fuck? Or, no, he got a deep voice, what the fuck? And you can do your, I'll let you do, you're gonna try and grab, I guess you have to do a strength thing, so you're gonna try and grab him, but you'll also get a
think 4 bonus. I need to do.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. So do that.
Yeah, do your athletics.
My athletics.
You'll get a 4, and I'll make him roll against you.
Holy fuck!
That's a 17 plus
4. Dude, you 21. Aced on both your dice.
Yeah,
Jesus
that's wrong
Christ.
Guy. That's wrong guy. Hold on. Sorry,
it's a wild die. You did it right.
I know, it was the wrong character sheet. That's funny. I think he has the same stat for that, though. That's fine. So you got him. You grab him around. You got your mouth hair in his mouth. He's like, you did say you wanted to try and do that stealthily. So I should have made you do a stealth. See if you did that sneakily enough that the other guys out front didn't see you in the front rooms.
Oh shit! Nope. Well, he got a 4.
Yeah.
On his 5.
Got a 6.
Wild
that's
die.
My one.
So yeah, you managed. You grab him and you tuck him, you yank him back into the bathroom before anybody can see you.
Excellent.
Okay, and then I'll try to, like, when I'm holding him, that make him unconscious.
Oh, yankers. I guess do a fighting, see if you can just, like, not a fighting, I guess. Do another athletic, see if you can keep holding him, like, you can put him in a sleeper hold. Oh, yikes, that's not
good thing that I have acrobat now, because that lets me reroll one athletics roll. Including grappling.
Okay. Yeah. Roll out, sucker. Good for you. Lucky.
Is that your new skill you picked?
Yes.
And he also got a 5.
Oh, so contested. Even. Ooh, they grappled. Oh,
he's put up a fight. He's not going down. He's not going down without a fight. But then, so yeah, what are you doing outside?
Then all of a sudden, you hear explosions.
you sit off to you.
Like after I knock that dude out and I take his belt. I run out towards my bike and start it up. I don't. I put it like in neutral and like I think after I knock that dude out, I think I'm slowly like pushing mine and IG's bikes like one at a time.
Hold on. That dude's dead. You smashed his face right into the wall.
Okay. Well, I think I'd be coasting at least my bike a little farther out away from the rest of the bikes. I don't think actually if I had the intention of blowing it up, I don't think I'd park my bike right next to their bikes, but probably close enough, like in the lot.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, I think I'd coast our bikes kind of a ways a bit. And then, like, I think I'd probably wait like a half a minute. And I'm like, all right, it's been too long. I'm just going to press the garage door opener and blow up the bikes outside and blow up the muffins on the inside.
Well, I guess the muffins you put in there have the bombs. Well, they're not attached to the original wire, though.
You said it was one wireless bloop.
Well, the
because I rock so high,
from your detonator to the wire connected into the bag of things, yes, but they weren't all like they were all, you know, they were connected by one wire inside the bag, but your remote was connected wirelessly to that wire inside the things. Each individual.
Well, all right, actually, that's fine. Receiver. Well, then that's fine. Then that's probably for the better, because then they'll get the surprise blow up after.
I assumed you're just going to make them not be able to drive their bikes because there's no exhaust coming out of them.
Why? No, I put gunpowder ones in there because I want them to blow up when they try to fucking come after me.
Okay. All right.
That's all fine. Right. So yeah, I press the detonator and I blow that up. The muffins on the inside.
Half the fucking. Well, I guess it doesn't really have windows blow out in the kitchen and the dining room and shit in the front windows fucking blow out towards the front where you're at, not right at you, Terrence, but like, you know, on that area.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably hear a guy going, "Holy fucking shit! Oh god!"
Two people die.
What was that, IG?
Do people die because of the muffins?
Probably. I mean, you're not right there to see, but I mean, I imagine somebody might be at least hurting real bad.
Yeah, I mean, because it was like, what? We got 10 muffins, and I took 5
and
shoved them into the tailpipes. So there's 5 more in there.
Yeah.
And I got like a 15 on my fucking roll. So all those together got to be doing something.
Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, you have inside, you got, like, I guess, yeah, why don't we do some damage for those?
I mean, if you have a board picture you'd much rather paint, that's fine with me. I just want to, you know.
Well.
Wowee. Wow. Yeah, well.
I gave him 3 to 10 for the muffin bombs, and he got 4.
Wow.
That's great.
Wow. That sucks.
Yeah, let's do a D10 for each one. Let's do 2 more and see if there was 5 muffins inside. 7. All right, so 7 plus 4.
I guess it's only a little bit of gunpowder inside of a muffin. I guess I can't expect it to be a huge fucking, you know, earth-shattering explosion.
But I was gonna say, I don't know if I managed to say it earlier, or last episode, but I imagine you had a whole box full of gunk. I'm sure he put some nails into the muffins the way they do, blow out nails and shit.
Or those shavings. That's why I get the shavings from the metal, so like it gets in your skin and shit, irritates you.
Make them real dangerous muffins.
Yeah,
I'd say you can probably say for certainty with your probably experience with explosions, both of you guys probably know at least one of those guys got to be dead in there. The other one's got to have at least some injuries.
All right, I'm going to put my hood up and like charge in the front door since somebody came out.
When somebody came out?
Since somebody came out, the guy just knocked out. I'm going to go in.
Okay. I got you. Okay. I thought I missed. I said something. Okay, anyway, so you're running in. IG, you just heard the explosion. You got Butch in the bathroom. Anything you want
to
do in there?
And did I manage to knock him out?
No, he's still like fighting. You're trying to choke him out, but he's got his little stubby little fingers under there. He's like,
"Motherfucker." Then I'll try to knock him out. Okay.
All right. Actually, before you do that, though, he's gonna try and hit you. He's gonna try and elbow you from into the gut of you. Well, I guess you're a robot, but I mean, you know,
I don't have a gut.
He's elbow you. He's gonna try. He's elbow you in your robot sprockets. And he rolled a 4. Does that beat your parry?
It does.
Shoot. He just clang. Motherfucker!
Oh, no, you said it does.
It does beat your parry?
Yeah, I have parry of 2.
Oh, I thought you said it doesn't. Well, okay.
He doesn't have a fighting skill.
Oh.
So his parry is just 2.
Miss.
Your parry is 2 plus your fighting plus half your fighting skill, which is 0.
Well, hopefully you got a high toughness because he rolled 14 on that unarmed.
That's bullshit.
Plus 2, so that's 16. Well, that's if that's if you raise on his toughness.
Yeah, he doesn't have that. Yeah, just 14. Okay. So what's your toughness there, Adrian?
8.
8.
Oh, well, that's definitely a raise then.
Oh, okay, so a raise, does that mean he's just shaken, and or is it going
to... A raise, well, that means 2 things. Number one, you get the bonus damage if you get a raise. No, I take it back. You don't get the bonus damage. You only get that if the fighting rolls high. I'm sorry.
Right, yeah.
The damage. So a raise is every 4 above their toughness.
Okay.
So, well, like, if his toughness is 8 and you're 6 above, so that's at least 1 raise.
Okay.
So he's shaken and wounded.
Oh, yikes. He freaking... You're like, you don't know what happens to you just now, Adrian, but this guy elbows you. And he fucking puts a dent in you.
Can I use a Benny to soak the damage? Was that a thing?
Well, you said you only had 1 Benny left from the last game, didn't you?
No, I had 2.
Oh, you had 2? Well, then, you can do a soak roll to see how much you can absorb.
Then let's try that.
Which there's a soak button on your character sheet for that.
Sure is.
For the convenience.
What'd you get? One of the two. You didn't mitigate much. Well, the soak roll should just be... I don't know if your wild die goes on soak rolls or not.
I let it roll before, so we'll just say it does. So either
but either way, you got a one, you got a two, so it didn't mitigate much. So it's still a raise.
Yeah, so you see up your soak. Yep. Oh, no. He dent you real good, so you got your wound and a shake.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, yeah, Terrence, you bust in. There's smoke all through the place. It's dark.
Smells like baked muffins.
There's like a burning. Yeah, there's smells like burnt muffin and gunpowder. There's a burning old paper bag on the counter, or probably the little kitchen table.
Okay.
There's a guy with a back full of nails and muffin crumbs flopped over the couch in the living room, and there's a guy laying on the ground not too far from the entrance where he just came in. He's like, "Oh, what the fuck? Who the fuck are you? Oh God."
Oh, I'm the Muffin Man, and I'm gonna shoot him with Mr. Rubens.
Okay, roll a shot. There's literally no detriment to that because he's just laying there.
Let's see.
I feel bad enough, he might at least be able to roll out of the way.
Jesus Christ! I only got a three.
He rolled out of the way. Yes. Oh shit! No.
Wait, hang on. Is that right? Oh no, I only get the +2. Oh, no, I think I got a +2 when I'm shooting a shotgun, don't I?
If you're not far away, yes.
I think it's a +2 to... yes. So actually, that's a 5.
All right, so he says, holy shit, but then you shoot him.
Yeah, it does. And, yeah. So yeah, that's a fiver.
Go ahead and roll damage. I mean, he's probably going to be dead, but...
I never know. My rolls have been stellar so far. I mean, Mr. Ribbons! 18 damage.
What happens to him? I guess with your shotgun blast there. Where do you shoot him?
I think what I would do, honestly, is I think I would just like, you know, somewhere like did he have a weapon in his hand when I was shooting him?
Actually, but I forgot that it's dark in here.
Okay.
As well, there's a little bit of firelight, so I'll give you you have a +2. But a dim lighting gives you a -2.
Oh, so, well, way to fucking take my boner and then cut it off.
But you already rolled damage, so we'll just say you blasted him. But
way to just kill my dick straight up.
I'll let you do that because I forgot. So, yeah, you blast him anyway. But, yeah, so where do you blast him?
Well, I don't know because it's dark, apparently. So.
Okay.
I just assume that after he lets out a groan, I don't know what happened to him.
That's all right. All right, there you go.
So, I'm going to decrease one of my shoddy shells by one.
Do Adrian, I'm sorry, IG, do you have any sort of dim light, low light vision?
I assume so. It would be useful for our assassination robot.
Well, I mean, if you didn't write it down, you don't have
it. No, I didn't write it down.
So, They didn't outfit you with the nocturnal sensors.
All right.
They got broken in your time in the dumpster
that
yard.
Could also very much be a thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Terrence, you rocked in there. I've been... All right, so let's just go ahead and since Butch has just now tackled old I-Jizzle, let's give everybody some cards.
Could I argue that for future reference, since I have the alert edge, it gives me +2 to notice rolls. Could I argue that since the whole point is that I'm a lizard and I'm really good at noticing things, would that help me see or at least smell where people are with my tongue in the dark?
Sure. I'll say you can at least ignore the dim light -2, okay. And maybe you can turn the -4 of dark lighting into a -2. So.
Okay. Cool. Neat.
But IG's eyeballs, old sensors are busted. He got all the detriments that he has, which I kind of forgot earlier too. But he didn't really do any rolls that were sight based, really. So that's fine. True. What's your thing for being quick, Adrian?
I get a new card if it's below 5.
Oh, that's below 5. So here you go. Let's see.
It sure is.
4. It's still below 5. Does it keep stacking?
Does it stack?
Yeah. Until I get something above 5.
Well, you got a Joker, buddy. You got the fucking highest above 5.
Oh, yeah.
everybody get Benny on the team IG.
Give me a Benjamin.
A Benjamin.
And you can choose your placement in the thing, I think, right?
Yeah, you can choose to go first, second, third, fourth, where?
Now I want to go first.
Excellent. All right, so you got Butch. He has elbowed you in your metal torso.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to unshake.
Yes, do that.
Spirit roll.
He succeeds.
Yes.
He can now act.
You succeeded. Now you can do things. Don't forget that you get a +2 to your actions this turn. So if you want to do like multi-action, like if you're fighting or something, like now will be time to do multi-actions because you can mitigate that bonus or that penalty.
Does Butch have any weapons on him?
Except for the elbow he just threw in TNO.
Okay. Then I'll take out my pistol and shoot him in both legs.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know what it is for multi. I think it's still multi-action penalty if you shoot twice, even if it's single action shot.
Yeah, I think it is because there's a two-gun thing. So just roll both those, I guess, with no detriment since you got the +2 for your Joker thing.
Yep.
Two shooting McShooters at his leggies. A 3, that's not going to cut the mustard. And an 8. All right, so his right leg you shoot at.
But I got +2.
You have to add the +2 and then minus the penalties that you're giving for the dark. So it would just be the rolls that they are. If you got +2s.
So we'll forget the plus and the -2 for the action because those cancel each other out.
So it would just be as they are right now on the screen. So you got an 8 for one of your shots.
Minus you're in the dark bathroom, Adrian.
You're right close to him,
though, so I'll only give you a -2. So at least your second shot hits his leg.
And to close to a window, so a light would come through that window.
It's kind of dark outside, Adrian. It's almost like I kind of laid a little trick on you guys with the generator outside.
I mean, it worked for me.
Yeah.
I killed 2 people out there.
Yeah, it worked, but it can come back and bite you. But okay, anyway, you shoot him in one. You do your one pistol damage for that one leg. You shoot him in.
Yeah, except holy fuck!
Back is gone.
Man, thank goodness this man is a wild card because if you would shot him in the leg with a 23, you'd Call of Duty this guy with his ankles.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, I mean that's still a lot of wounds, though. I don't know how fucking high his toughness is if he just has his standard clothes on, but
he has a 10.
What the fuck? He got 10. He must have high ass constitution. I guess that makes sense.
He does have a good constitution.
I was going to say, he ain't wearing armor. But he got a 10, so that's one... Well, that's still like fucking 3 wounds. So it's every 4 above the toughness. So if his toughness is a 10, that's 13 above his toughness. So that's 312. That's 3 fours. That's a shake and 2 wounds.
Yeah, you have stricken a femoral artery, it would seem. He goes right down like a sack of fucking potatoes.
That's what you get for punching me.
He's like, oh, you fuck. He can't even finish the fuck word because he's fucking starting to feel like it.
Jesus Christ. That's kind of the danger of this game, man. You're gonna
have to use the first aid kit you got to save the guy you're trying to catch.
I was going to say, IG, we're fucking trying to question this guy.
He was like, suddenly my assassin turning framers kick in. Vital vein found.
Meanwhile, after I shoot a guy, boy, I hope IG captured that dude.
So yeah, Terrence, you're out in the hall. What the fuck's the roll? What the fuck are the cards again? Who's next?
The wild card enemy, which is the one that's bleeding on the ground.
See if he can unshake himself.
Yeah, he's a wild card. He gets a wild dice. Oh, he still failed. He rolled a 0 and a 2.
Right. He's just struggling there.
Right, yeah, he can like try to limp away, I guess. But
yeah, he probably like slaps his hands on the tile of the floor and sort of like slides himself like to the door. Maybe that's about as far as he gets before he's like, oh,
did I hear the gunfire from?
Definitely heard. You heard a bang and a oh fuck!
All right, I think I would feel my way through. As I'm loading another shell into Mr. Rubens.
You're probably tasting blood with your little tongue.
Yeah. And I kick in the door and I have Mr. Rubens pointed at whomever's in the room.
Well, the door's open and...
Oh. Which is right. Well, I close it and I kick it back open.
And I raise my hands.
it probably opens inwards and Butch is right in the doorway. So you sorry to let you kick the door in. You have to do another time.
Okay. I kick his head in as I walk in.
Are you sure you might kill him?
I see him on the ground. I point my gun. I'm like, IG, what the fuck? We're supposed to capture him.
I only wanted to incapacitate him, and things got out of hand.
I heard he's you like, shoot twice, son.
I'm incapacitated all fucking right. Oh. All
right, I think, oh shit, I don't have a medicine roll. I have a first aid kit, but I don't know like if that just lets me roll it or...
I had him on here somewhere.
Because, yeah, because I'd have to like tie a tourniquet around him or something to keep his fucking leg from bleeding out.
Of course, there's not...
So, can you remind me, what did Radar say they heard him say they were looking for a place called Site 17?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm not even going to try to save him. I'm just going to fucking like question him.
Okay.
All right, you son of a bitch. What the fuck is Site 17? And where is it? And I press on his leg.
I'm going to try and make him do an unshake, see if he can even fucking respond. Nope, he's just like, Site. As you press on his leg, he's like,
Son of a bitch. Well,
I just stand and shrug.
You look up at IG like, what the hell? What are we gonna do? And IG's just like, whoa.
Did you find the repair kits and how to use them?
Man, I'm talking now. Networking. I thought networking. Anybody want to know about networking? Why did I tab these things? I trusted Adam's tabs, and I need more.
I think I just grab one of the repair kits from my bag, not my repair kits, excuse me, med kits, and pull out a tourniquet and just like tie it like around the artery so I can keep him from bleeding out. Just to try to stabilize him at least. Maybe I could do like a survival roll or something.
Well, I guess I'll let you use survival.
Like, I don't really have much of a skill in that either, but it's better than nothing. Or how about us?
Hold up. You did have a tab. I'm sorry, buddy.
You know, I try to equip you. I try to help.
This is a fun of a live podcast, everybody. A lively recording.
That's right. Live, people are all like, know. Ooh, yeah, live.
Wow. Oh, I can hear him flipping the pages. How interesting.
Hey, yeah, I'm there. Ooh, yeah, Asimer.
Asimer is a race in Pathfinder.
Yeah. They're angel freaks that think they're better than anybody else. And I'm going to kill them with my lizard. Well, I tried survival. That didn't work.
I'll let you roll survival. I mean, that's fair enough.
I did, but does it give me anything for the med kit?
No, you would actually subtract a one if you weren't using a med kit. So you don't subtract a one.
Well, I guess I use one of my Benjamins because I have three of them. Survival! Seven.
Yeah, yes. Seven. Yeah. He's
tied on there and just like tight roll tight, like, stay alive, you bastard. I'm not done with you yet.
I'm gonna say there's something about reducing. You probably reduce a wound. You tie it off pretty good.
I'm not trying to reduce his wound. I'm just trying to keep him stable.
Well,
trying to unshake him is what I'm trying to do.
Okay. Yeah, you unshake him. Definitely.
So I'm not healing his wounds. I'm just trying to keep him alive.
Right. Okay. So yeah,
I'm just trying to mitigate damage. I guess is what I'm doing. Not so much healing. Like, oh, you know what? No, I don't even use a med kit. I'm fucking. I guess I would, but like, I think I'd be using the belt that I got.
Yeah,
it's a belt.
All right, that still works.
Okay. See, you knew it would come in handy.
Yeah.
So he's like, "What the fuck? Who the fuck are you guys?"
If you don't want us to amputate your leg while you're awake, I need you to tell me what Site 17 is and where it is.
I'm gonna fucking die before I tell you, goddammit.
You're gonna be fine. I have you tourniqueted for the time being. You're not gonna bleed out just yet. And I know someone who could save you. Back in Warren. But first, you have to tell me what Site 17 is and where it is. Now.
Okay. He's like spitting and drooling through his fucking beard. Okay. It's out in the fucking desert somewhere. It's downwind from fucking. It's near the town of what the fuck is it? Oh, you got. I can't.
I pull the turn and get tighter.
Oh God!
Where is it?
where is she?
Where's the Joker?
Oh God, it's like it's south of Newport, a couple miles in one of the little valleys. Oh,
what
God.
Is it?
We don't fucking know.
Why do you care about it then?
It's it's like a old bunker or something. It's got something locked up, and we just want to know what it is. Oh.
Who told you about it?
I heard it from Red one day. Man, I don't know. Oh, God.
Who?
Big Red, fucking the fucking dude, horse, fucking war, man. Fuck.
Oh, good. Where is he?
I don't know. He probably the base. Fucking crap.
What base? Where is it? I'm getting impatient.
We fucking operate out of an old, like, fucking campground area up in the fucking mountains. God.
Okay.
Ugh.
You can keep the belt.
Thanks!
It's not mine anyway. All right, IG, let's get out of here.
What, you say you're going to fucking fix me, you motherfucker?
All right. I grab a hold of the end of the belt that's dangling off, and I drag him out the door with me.
Oh, God!
I'm doing it so he'll pass out.
I was going to say, roll it. I'm going to roll a D6. Fucking
you're
six.
You're fucking aced.
Yeah, he's... Oh, God!
All right, I'm just going to put him up on my shoulders and carry him out. I did promise I'd take him with me.
And I'll jump out of the window again.
IG, stop jumping out there. You're not good at landing. Just a in the yard. I'm going to walk out amidst all the smoke and chaos and see if I can just make my way through with a dude on my shoulder.
Yeah, you're fine. It's you know, it's really just a probably not just a little smoldering bit of old bag on the table, and maybe there's a little hole in the table probably, but yeah, so overall it's wasn't like a big flame. It was a burst, and then yeah, everything was kind
of
done.
I'm gonna pick up a couple of burnt charred crumbs and put them in my mouth. He's right, muffins are good.
Yes.
I'm gonna walk out the door. I'm gonna throw his body over top of the back of my steel horse. Maybe tie him up a little bit. Find his hands.
Okay. I was gonna tell you, make a driving roll as you go to town for that. But if you kind of get some of your wires and tie his legs to the.
Yeah, I gotta imagine I got ropes like a little semblance of rope. If I have a survival skill, you know, I probably tie him up with a little bit of, you know, what do they call that? Standard rope, climbing rope or whatever. And I would bind his hands and put him on the back of my steel horse. And as I climb on, I'll look back to him and I'll be like, it gets kind of hot back there by the tailpipe, so don't touch that with your mouth, okay?
All right, and then you're rocking over to him and getting on your hog.
Yes, I'm getting on my iron horse as well.
Yeah.
Mine's a steel horse.
Mine's an iron horse.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Great against ghosts. All right, IG, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yes, it's another chop. Well done.
Indeed.
Good already.
Tell your friends.